Greb, you have a consent item?
Yes, sir. We have one consent agreement to place before you this morning for your endorsement. Involves the Tides on the Chesapeake Association Incorporated. Essentially, they're asking or requesting authorization to retain 295 square foot L head community pier extension, timber observation bench and access platform, as well as two mooring piles at their facility along at the confluence of Rockhole Creek and Little Wapakoneta River, Northumberland County. Essentially, this project was run through the public interest review. Staff was in the process of issuing the permit. The applicant took it on themselves to take advantage of men and material and good weather to construct the facility in advance of receiving it, and the normal procedure is to receive it, sign it, notarize it, return it with the royalties. They then had a dispute or a question regarding the commission's authorization to assess royalties, and it took a while to work that out. In essence, they've acknowledged the error of their ways. They've agreed to a $600 civil charge and the triple permit fee, but they've paid a $25 permit fee given the cost of it, so it would be $50. It is something the staff was in the process of issuing the permit, so we're requesting, given the circumstances, that the commission endorse that agreement in lieu of further enforcement action.
Any questions of the commission? Is the applicant present or represented in this matter here today? Well, for the record, the benefit of man and material, as we all know, is certainly not an excuse to proceed, but considering, as you said, the recognition of the error of their ways with the civil penalty assessed, place the matter before the commission.
Move the approval as recommended.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Grab.